With the election campaign in its final days, some of the Liberal Party's tightest contests are in Victoria. Blue Ribbon seats like Kooyong and Higgins are under siege from independents, and the former Prime Minister John Howard was brought in to campaign there yesterday. He also visited Victoria's most marginal seat, Chisholm, taking in suburbs in Melbourne's east where nearly 20% of voters are Chinese Australians. It's held by Liberal MP Gladys Liu. Samantha Donovan filed this report from Chisholm.
In the busy Box Hill Central shopping centre, businessman Stephen Zen has dropped in at one of the Chinese restaurants he and his family run. While you might expect the hospitality downturn at the height of the pandemic would have him focused on government policies to help his business, he says he's more worried about global instability and feels this is the most important election he's ever voted in.
I've always been a Liberal voter myself. I feel that it might be time for a change. Like, the other government can tax me a little bit more, but as long as they keep me nice and peaceful and, you know, out of all the wars, you know, I'm happy to go with that, you know.
The 39-year-old moved to Australia as a child and is a vice president of the local Asian Business Association. He says comments from politicians suggesting China is a threat to Australia make his life more difficult.
100%. People's minds are easily persuaded by loudmouth comments because people don't relate any difference between Chinese government and Chinese. Recently, about 2-3 months ago, I personally experienced bad racism. Like, the person who was mouthing off about that his parents went to war and people like myself and the African lady in front of me did not deserve to be in a country that his parents fought for. That sort of racism and bigotry, it doesn't belong here in Australia.
Further east in Melbourne's Chisholm electorate, there's a long line of voters at the pre-poll centre in Mount Waverley and a range of issues influencing their choices.
The main one was cost of living and the climate. Current government at the moment, we've got the head in the sand about the climate. You know, you've got other people saying that there's no zero, you know, zero targets by 50 is dead. We're looking at future generations and they can't see that. You know, they're looking forward for only 3 years into how to get re-elected and I don't see that as a future government. Last time we actually voted the other way and I haven't seen the incumbent for nearly, 3 years and she's voted every way they voted as well.
I didn't think Albanese could do the job, unfortunately. Scott Morrison, at least we know him.
What have you thought about your local member, Gladys Liu?
Yes, she seems really good. She's out and about quite often. I've seen her in Mount Waverley, which is important.
I think housing affordability. I mean, I'm not thinking of buying a house anytime soon, but I think just, you know, what the policies that they have in terms of first home buyers and things like that.
The Liberal Party wants to give you the opportunity to dip into your superannuation.
Yeah,
you're probably just starting out in the workforce or not even that.
Yeah.
Would you like that chance to use your super to come up with a house deposit?
I think that's definitely a good opportunity and a good backup plan for people that may not have, you know, the savings and things like that. So, yeah.
Albo versus ScoMo, no comparison. One is honest and one's a liar. I think Labor should win in this seat, and I think overall Labor will win. And when you take into account a few of the independents winning, the present government will find itself in a pretty sorry state on Saturday night.
A Labor voter and party volunteer in the marginal Melbourne seat of Chisholm, ending that report by Samantha Donovan.